登前往美国多地推广美国救援方案。美国务卿及国防部长出访日本和韩国。参议员罗姆尼呼吁在经济和外交层面抵制北京冬奥会。美东时间3月15号星期一，北京时间3月16号星期二，欢迎收看《美国观察》，我们从美国首都华盛顿为您现场直播。拜登政府本星期的施政重点是推广美国救援方案。拜登总统说，未来10天内要让1亿民众接种到疫苗，并且拿到纾困支票。美国国务卿布林肯与国防部长奥斯汀开始了日本与韩国的访问。白宫表示，朝鲜没有回应美国政府多次的接触努力。详细情况，请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅来介绍。耀毅。
是的，拜登总统呢，在星期一的下午2点多，在白宫的国宴厅当中呢，发表了演说，来推广这个上个星期刚刚签署的美国救援方案。他并且强调呢，要透过疫苗接种来控制疫情，并且呢，透过这个纾困金来拯救复苏美国的这个经济。拜登总统呢说，在未来的10天之内，他将完成2个目标。第一个呢，是要让1亿剂的这个新冠疫苗接种到人们的手臂上；第二个呢，是要让1亿个这个支票呢送到人们的口袋里面。我们来看一下拜登总统今天在白宫是怎么说的。
Shots in arms and money in pockets. That's important. The American Rescue Plan is already doing what it was designed to do. Make a difference in people's everyday lives.
那本星期呢，拜登政府也开始，他们的重要官员都展开了这个帮助就在这里之旅，包括正副总统、第一夫人以及第二先生呢，都亲自前往美国各地来进行宣导。那么呢，包括星期一呢，我们看到副总统哈里斯跟第二先生因霍夫已经前往了内华达州，而第一夫人吉尔拜登则是前往了新泽西州。那拜登总统在白宫的讲话当中也说呢，民众会相信医生讲的话，所以呢，他鼓励各地的医生要建议民众来接种疫苗。他还说呢，无论是左派、右派还是中间派的经济学家都支持这个美国救援方案。那根据这个穆迪公司的评估呢，到今年底之前，这个法案将会创造700万个新的工作岗位。此外，我们也知道美国国务卿布林肯以及美国的国防部长奥斯汀已经前往日本跟韩国进行访问。那么在星期一呢，他们两位已经抵达了位在日本东京的横田空军基地，那这也是美军的这个驻日的基地之一。那布林肯跟奥斯汀呢，将在星期二同日本的外相茂木敏充以及防卫大臣岸信夫举行2+2的会谈，星期三再前往首尔。那么预计呢，亚洲的这个安全局势，包括与中国的关系以及跟朝鲜的关系，都会是讨论的焦点议题。那路透社在3月14号曾经发出独家报道说呢，拜登政府从2月中旬以来就尝试跟朝鲜接触，但是并没有受到回应。3月15号星期一的白宫新闻简报会上，白宫发言人沙奇则是表示，其实在过去的1年多以来，美国跟朝鲜之间一直都没有办法取得联系。我们来看一下沙奇今天在白宫是怎么说的。
So I can confirm that we have reached out. We obviously have a main series of a number of channels as we always have had that we can reach out through. We also are focused on consulting with many former government officials who've been involved in North Korea policy, including from several prior administrations. And we have and will continue to engage with other Japanese and South Korean allies to solicit input, explore fresh approaches. We've listened carefully to their ideas, including through trilateral consultations. Our goal is, of course, diplomacy is always our goal. Our goal is to reduce the risk of escalation. But to date, we have not received any response. And this follows over a year without active dialogue with North Korea, despite multiple attempts by the U.S. to engage. So diplomacy remains our, continues to remain our first priority.
就在不久之前呢，美国这个联合国才刚有一份解密的报告显示呢，在整个2020年，朝鲜都在持续的维持并且升级他们的核子弹道导弹的系统，并且呢也升级了弹道导弹的基础设施。白宫的国安顾问沙利文在上个星期五也表示，上星期五举办的这个4方安全对话机制的首次领袖峰会当中呢，拜登总统也跟日本、印度以及澳大利亚的领导人谈到了朝鲜核武的问题。卡拉。
好的，感谢耀毅的详细报道。 美国参议员罗姆尼认为，美国应该在经济和外交层面上抵制北京冬季奥运会。参议员罗姆尼星期一在《纽约时报》撰文说，抵制北京举办冬奥会正确的做法是谴责和拒绝北京的政策，因此建议美国观众不要去北京观赛，从外交和经济层面抵制北京，而不是阻止美国运动员前往，不公平地惩罚自己的运动员。罗姆尼认为，中国政府的许多政策和行为应该受到谴责。中共背弃香港自治的协议，镇压和平示威者，监禁记者，还对维吾尔人和其他少数民族实施种族灭绝政策。美国国务卿布林肯星期天敦促巴拉圭政府与台湾合作，一起克服新冠病毒大流行带来的困难。此前，数万巴拉圭民众举行示威，抗议政府应对新冠疫情不利，要求弹劾总统阿布多。美国国务院说，布林肯星期天与阿布多总统通了话，称美国将继续为巴拉圭人民提供协助，抗击新冠大流行，加强对政府问责并对付腐败，而且强调了继续与地区和世界民主国家和伙伴，包括与台湾合作的重要性。巴拉圭是台湾在南美洲唯一的邦交国。华人导演赵婷的《无依之地》周一获得了包括最佳导演在内的六项奥斯卡奖提名。赵婷曾批评中国到处是谎言，并因此受到很多中国网民的抨击。《无依之地》在中国也尚未定档。研究好莱坞与中国的学者孔安仪认为，迎合网络上的民族主义和打造世界级的电影产业是中国政府当下不得不平衡的两个因素。
Yeah, so I think it's a really interesting thing to see what's happening with the Chloe Zhao case. Because on one hand, we can see that actually up until even last year when Parasite won the Best Picture nod, there was a really big focus on a Chinese director, someone born in China, getting an Academy Award. And at this juncture, it looks a lot like Chloe Zhao may actually win the Academy Award. And this has been something...that has been a really big focus of the Chinese film industry and Chinese film regulators. So the fact that there's been a crackdown on Chloe Zhao's comments, I think really emphasizes this new balance between the nationalism of netizens and the Chinese government's priorities at building a world-class film industry that commands respect from other countries.
八名流亡海外的香港民主活动人士星期天发布2021香港约章，希望团结海外港人为香港民主运动尽一份力。有关详情请记者许湘云来介绍。湘云。
好的，卡拉。流亡海外的前香港立法会议员梁颂恒、罗冠聪、许志峰和民主派人士邝颂琴、黄台仰、张坤阳、梁继平和周永康星期天共同发布2021香港约章，希望通过这份约章来凝聚港人国际战线的力量，团结海外的港人社群，并且呼吁国际社会对抗中共的威权扩张，守护民主自由的价值。约章呼吁离散港人善用海外的自由空间，以跨党派的信念进行国际倡议工作，特别是传播因政治暴力难以在香港发表的言论。发起人之一流亡美国的梁颂恒对美国之音说，这份约章是海外港人对香港的承诺，他们会朝着同一个方向尽力为香港的民主运动做贡献。
为什么会发起这个约章？就是香港的情况是越来越坏吗？然而我们觉得在外面的香港的工作就越来越重要，我们希望透过这个约章去谴责那个全结，因为那个约章其实有八国发起人当然八国发起人就是支持民主跟自由，但是八个人在香港的政治光谱下面其实是有分别的，从最保守的反民主派到自决派到自主香港独立的独派都在。我们当中当然也是朋友见友了，但是我们也说笑说，如果是三年前的时候，不论是我们还是中共，其实也不会想到我们八国人会发起，会坐在一起一同去发起一个事情。我们也希望用这个方式去告诉香港人，我们需要团结，一起去光复香港。
这份约章指出，港版国安法是侵害港人言论自由、人身安全、政治自由的恶法，理应马上废除。而香港人是拥有独特文化、历史、经历以及价值观的独特共同体，应维持独特的身份认同。香港人有权决定香港的前途和事务，政府应实行三权分立，法治不受中共干预。 乐章中国篇指出，中共必须停止任何的政治打压，包括对维权人士、人权律师的迫害，终止以大数据监控人民，结束对内蒙古、西藏、新疆等地少数民族的文化清洗和种族灭绝行为，以及对台湾的军事威吓。乐章的发起人之一，在德国攻读法学博士的前民间组织键盘战线发言人邝颂琴对美国之音说，国安法生效之后，在香港很难再谈及任何有关国际的议题，香港本地和海外的离散群体自此出现了明显的分工。他还表示，这份约章受到刘晓波08宪章和哈维尔针对捷克的77宪章的启蒙，他盼望能起到抛砖引玉的作用，让更多的海外港人做出更多的反思。
所以我们就发现，在这个本地运动相当困难的时候，我们海外社群身为能够有这个privilege 能在国外生活的人，就必须要对于这个民主运动做出更高的承诺，我们也应该要接手那个国际战线，只能有我们这些人能够做，那我们就必须要这样做。对我来说，如果有说了他们什么的就是号召的刘晓波或是七七宪章那一种的话，就是这一种理想，就是不只是说你是政治人物所以你要怎样怎样，而是作为一个人，就是你是政治人物之前，你先是一个人，你作为一个人，你是什么响应这一些你看到的东西，你要怎么回应这个时代对你的一些考验。这样
乐章发起人希望离散港人和其他认同其内容的人参与联署。梁颂恒表示，他们并未期待乐章带来立竿见影的效果，但随着越来越多的海外港人能够加入，众人集中力量朝着最大公约数，也就是光复香港的方向前进，他相信成功的机会会越来越大。
在外面的香港人，其实我们只有一个光谱，一个身份，一个想法，就是光复香港。大家都是只有光复香港，我们才有机会可以平安的回到香港，一起去建设我们的家。
好的，感谢记者许湘云的报道。大约200名缅甸人上个周末聚集在缅甸驻洛杉矶总领事馆外，抗议缅甸军政府杀害无辜民众。来看美国之音记者宇宙的报道。
周六，约200名抗议者在缅甸驻洛杉矶领事馆前抗议军政府杀害民众。
I'm coming to here to protest for my country. The current government, they are using the fake police and killing the innocent people.
有报道，缅甸安全部队上周六在缅甸几个城市向抗议人群开枪，导致至少11人被打死。
I'm here to just stand up for my people and like show the wrongdoings of the military to the world. And like I just want to spread awareness.People are suffering, dying, being killed, broken into their homes since February 1st. And all their rights were stripped away from them.
I just want them to come down and talk with us. And then I just want them to side with us and fight together.
联合国缅甸人权问题调查员安德鲁上周五在联合国人权理事会上说，缅甸军事政变以来，安全部队已经打死了至少70人，肆意逮捕了2000多人。他说，国际社会必须剥夺军政府的有罪不法感。美国之音新闻报道。
缅甸每晚的互联网关闭是全球许多国家在危机时期采取的一种策略，但是这样的做法也要付出成本。来看美国之音记者奎因的报道。
缅甸的夜间，整个国家进入了数码宵禁。早上人们查看手机以了解互联网是否开放，然后成千上万的人使用规避审查的应用程序赛风来访问诸如脸书和推特等这些军政府命令封锁的网站。赛风总裁迈克尔·赫尔在加拿大多伦多的办公室里能看到人们忙于使用赛风服务器。赛风与美国之音等媒体合作。
The number of occurrences is unprecedented From our point of view, from Siphon's point of view, the number of people that are having to utilize the Siphon network even after the network is restored is a new phenomenon.
目前尚不清楚为什么从2月1日起夺取控制权的缅甸军政府每晚都进行互联网封锁。各国政府通常辩称，在危机时期，互联网关闭有助于维护安全。 自接管以来，缅甸爆发了抗议活动，数十名抗议者被杀。
The problem is that all the internet stuff is just a kind of prelude to something else, prelude to greater crackdown, harsher use of force, you know, more detentions of peaceful protesters.
根据非营利性数字版权组织 Access Now 的数据，到2020年，在29个国家或地区出现了155次互联网关闭。尽管比前两年要少，但封闭的破坏性仍然存在。印度的数量有所增加，出现109次切断互联网，主要在印控克什米尔地区。在白俄罗斯，八月份总统选举以后，这个欧洲国家的互联网中断了61个小时。除了关闭之外，一些政府还在网络上设置了新的审查和监视功能。柬埔寨正在建立一个互联网门户，批评家说，这将使柬埔寨政府有能力监视和审查互联网用户。美国国务院发言人对此表示关注。
As you know, we have a significant amount of Khmer Americans who are here in the United States, and we want to ensure that they're able to freely speak to their family and their friends and relatives who are still back in the country.
在缅甸这样的地方，互联网的关闭和社交媒体网站的封锁带来了经济成本和政治风险。
But they're also just deeply unpopular. It's, you know, they must really want to shut down the information flow because people rely on the internet.
美国之音记者奎因报道。
本周一，美国股市全线收涨，道指和标普再创收盘新高。上周生效的纾困法案和疫情后重启经济的计划提振了市场的乐观情绪。道琼斯指数收报 32,953.46 点，涨幅为 0.53%。纳斯达克指数收报 13,459.71 点，涨幅为 1.05%。标普500收报 3,968.94 点，涨幅为 0.65%。市场预期1.9万亿美元的纾困计划将促进消费者支出与经济活动。上个周末的航空旅行达到一年来的峰值，让投资者对经济复苏感到乐观。对于经济刺激政策带来的通胀风险，财政部长耶伦周日表示，目前通胀风险是小而可控的。美联储将在本周召开货币政策会议，并在周三公布对经济增长的评估以及有关基准利率的政策决定。美国观察每天美东时间下午，北京时间早上6点到6点半，在 YouTube、推特、脸书平台同步直播。欢迎您在直播间给我们留言和提问，期待在今后的节目中与您互动，分享您的意见。为期十天的佛罗里达州戴通纳海滩年度机车周活动刚刚落下帷幕。今年这一活动吸引了数万人参加，大规模的人群聚集利好当地小商业，同时也增加了人们对于病毒传播的担忧。
Bikers coming to Daytona to have a good time.They've been a great crowd this year. They've been from everywhere, all the way to California, from New York, everywhere in between, and everybody's been very nice, very cool. Well, we're all worried about it, but I think we've done the safety measures that compensate for it. We're doing the distancing. We're doing the wide open areas. Sanitizers and masks are available everywhere. I think we've done a good job with it.
I'm telling you, I'm very well pleased with the turnout this year. It's like the Rona never happened.
We weren't meant to be apart like that. So it's just temporary, and it's going to be better as time goes on. So God bless everybody.
拜登总统拒绝就民主党籍的纽约州长库莫是否应该辞职做出明确的表态。 库莫州长近来由于连续受到性骚扰指控而面临来自党内的辞职压力。有关这些指控的独立调查正在进行。来看报道。拜登总统星期天拒绝就库莫州长的政治前途做出明确的表态。Mr.
President, do you think Governor Andrew Cuomo should resign?
I think the investigation is underway and we should see what it brings us.
拜登当时刚刚乘坐海军陆战队一号从特拉瓦州返回白宫。连日来，包括参议员查克·舒默在内的纽约州多位民主党重量级人物公开敦促库莫辞职。拜登总统迄今为止尚未就库莫被控性骚扰一事公开发表评论。库莫州长除了被多名前助手指控性骚扰之外， 也有批评人士指责他的办公室瞒报了纽约州养老院的新冠疫情死亡人数。白宫发言人沙奇上星期五说，拜登总统注意到本党人士要求库莫下台的呼吁。The
president believes that every woman who's come forward, there have now been six, I believe, who have come forward, deserves to have her voice heard, should be treated with respect. And should be able to tell her story. There also is an independent investigation that is ongoing, of course, in the state with subpoena power overseen by the attorney general, and he certainly supports that moving forward.
与此同时，库莫州长拒绝辞职，并认为呼吁他辞职是一种鲁莽和危险的做法。
Let the review proceed. I'm not going to resign. I was not elected by the politicians. I was elected by the people. Part of this is that I am not part of the political club. And you know what? I'm proud of it.
库莫州长在去年纽约疫情高峰时期曾经受到广泛拥戴，但是随着更多性骚扰指控陆续出现，他正在面临前所未有的政治孤立。美国之音电视新闻。
20多年来，美国阅读印刷版报纸的读者人数持续下降。洛杉矶一个报摊老板分享了新冠疫情和互联网对他的生意造成的威胁。来看美国之音记者马丁内斯的报道。I am Eduardo.
Everybody call me Eddie. And I work at the newsstand. I am a salesman, the morning guy. Good morning, ladies. Good morning. Happy Monday. Thank you.
I started selling papers when I was 8 because I wanted extra money in my pocket. And here I am. I'm 79 years old, and I'm still selling papers. My name is Alan Brooks, and I own Al's Newsstand. I'm one of the last standing newsstands. We opened this in 89. It was like a little gold mine. And people, they were hungry for a newsstand in Beverly Hills. And I had a total of 8 different newsstands, but I made a great living. I put 2 kids through college. I was very, very happy with it.
And you're 9 years old?
Yeah.
You'd like George and Archie, my grandsons.
This will be my 17th year. I'm very happy. since I started to work here at the newsstand with Mr. Ral, very happy. Almost all the locals, all the neighbors, everybody knows me. It's like a little family.
Thank you, sir.
I just like talking to people. I like doing business, making money. And that's just a nice sense of community that I enjoy when that wells up. That's what sort of nurtures me.
Thank you so much. We just live around the corner.
So. Mr. James, good morning, sir. How are you? Everything okay so far? Good, sir. Okay. Stay happy Monday, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir. Happy Monday. New York, Wall Street, Financial Times, New York Post, and LA Times.
The newsstand business has definitely changed. It's become prehistoric, and that's because of the internet. A lot of magazines went to online only. If I'm allowed to bring in items that will help make a profit, cigarettes, candy, miscellaneous, water, chips, and increase my revenue, will stay. And if not, I would have to think of selling it.
The other day came one of family from overseas, and I remember one of the kids, about maybe 7 years old, told your dad, "Hey, Dad, what is this? What is a newsstand? What is a newsstand? I don't know. What is a newsstand?" So we'll see, but was very funny. Take care, okay? Happy Monday. See you later.
有数据显示，去年由仇恨煽起的针对亚裔美国人的攻击在美国各大城市增加。亚裔社区对此表示不能姑息，组织集会抗议种族主义和仇恨犯罪，呼吁社会关注。来看详细报道。
Taught in our culture to keep our head down, to stay silent, to not create trouble, and to not speak up. We were tired of it. We saw, especially when our vulnerable or elderly, in the videos that we saw recently, they were pushed, they were tackled to the point where they died.
Why would they do that, you know? And then we feel like they discriminate and whatever. I hope it stops like that.
It's wrong, it's un-American, and it must stop.
美国观察每天美东时间下午，北京时间早上6点到6点半，在 YouTube、推特、脸书平台同步直播。欢迎您在直播间给我们留言和提问，期待在今后的节目中与您互动，分享您的意见。以上就是今天节目的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次再见。